Pope John Paul II marked a milestone of his papacy yesterday. He solemnly closed the Jubilee year that ushered in the third millennium of Christianity. The Jubilee, or Holy Year, was filled with thousands of events, spectacular liturgies, and visits to Rome by millions of pilgrims. Pope John Paul himself made his own long-awaited pilgrimage to the Holy Land. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has followed many of those events and now joins us from Rome to review the Jubilee year. Good morning, Silvia.
Good morning, Leanne.
Give us a sense of the scope of events that have gone on this past year.
The Vatican says that 25 million pilgrims, or 2.5% of the world's 1 billion Catholics, came to Rome. It was one big, huge media spectacle. 400 Jubilee hours were broadcast to the world on TV. That's an average of more than 1 hour of coverage a day. There were more than 3,000 events. There were themed pilgrimages based on professions, age groups, or social conditions. It would have made Chaucer, the chronicler of pilgrims, ecstatic. You had days for politicians, for entertainers, for prison inmates, and even pizza makers. The biggest event of all was in August when 2 million young, cheering Catholics descended on Rome for Youth Day. So the Jubilee offered basically a great platform for the Catholic Church to reinvigorate the faithful and promote its position on numerous social issues.
When John Paul was elected in 1978, one of his fellow cardinals, a Pole, said to him, "God has chosen you to lead the church into the next millennium." You mentioned a platform for issues. What were some of the issues that the Pope actually focused on during the Jubilee year?
The main issues were spiritual, topics like forgiveness and reconciliation. One of the most important events was the Day of Atonement, when the Pope issued a document acknowledging past sins and errors committed by the sons and daughters of the Church. It was an unprecedented apology for sins such as the Church's treatment of Jews and the use of violence in forced conversions. And in a memorable moment during the solemn mass, the Pope embraced a wooden statue of Christ crucified and uttered the mea culpa 5 times. The Pope left another very powerful image when he visited the Western Wall in Jerusalem last March, when he stretched out his trembling hand and placed a copy of the Church apology in a crack of the wall. It reminded me of the image of Adam stretching out his hand to God in Michelangelo's frescoes on the Sistine Chapel ceiling.
Those are some of the high points, but this Jubilee year was not without moments of controversy as well. What were some of those?
Well, there were quite a few. One of the events that drew strong criticism in Italy and abroad was the beatification of Pius IX. Pius reigned in the first half of the 19th century. He was the one who created the dogma of papal infallibility. He was the last pope to enact the death penalty. And he approved the kidnapping of a Jewish boy who had been secretly baptized. Not exactly an inspiring role model for contemporary Catholics. Another incident occurred just a few weeks ago when violent clashes broke out in Rome between police and demonstrators. They were protesting the Pope's meeting in the Vatican with the Austrian ultranationalist Jörg Haider, who is anti-immigrant and has often praised the policies of the Nazis. Then there was the event that angered the Vatican, the week-long gay pride festivities last summer when tens of thousands of gays came to Rome from all over the world. The Vatican unsuccessfully tried to pressure the Italian government to cancel or postpone the event, which the Pope called an affront to Holy Year. Now, that reaction provoked counter-criticism that the Vatican is insensitive to civil rights issues. Mm.
Interfaith dialogue was also a goal for the pontiff this Jubilee year. Did it go well?
Not well. The Pope had hoped to visit Russia this year, and in the apostolic letter he issued yesterday, he voiced disappointment that he was unable to repair the 1,000-year-old schism with the Orthodox Church. Relations with other religions actually worsened after another key document was issued, the Lord Jesus document. It asserted the primacy of Catholicism over all other religions and claimed that salvation is possible only through the Catholic faith. Now, this angered Protestants in particular, but also the Orthodox and Jews who in protest boycotted some interfaith meetings. In fact, several critics say the Jubilee inspired too much Catholic triumphalism and that the Church is arrogantly trying to wage influence in politics. And the Vatican had other setbacks. John Paul's appeal to world governments to cancel all third world debt and pass a sweeping amnesty for prisoners were more or less ignored.
How did the Pope fare? There's been a lot of speculation, certainly this past week, about his health, that he suffers from Parkinson's disease. He had a pretty grueling schedule during the year.
Well, there were some days he looked so bad it was hard to believe he could get through the ceremony. But then there were days when he appeared tremendously invigorated. This happened a lot during the trip to the Holy Land, and especially on Youth Day in Rome in August, when he appeared 10 years younger. Yesterday, he sounded quite forceful, and he ruled out rumors that he might step down. He said he has no plans to take a rest.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you, Leanne.